This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with travel journalist Onika Raymond, and she's joining us from Miami right now to share her perspective as a black woman who loves to travel and why she's dedicated so much for travel writing and teaching to inspire other black women to be comfortable on the road. Onika, when you're on the road, do you find yourself having sort of a sisterhood with other black travelers?
Yes.
And then you can nod to each other, even if you don't know each other, you're not going to talk. Isn't this something? Or what do you make about
Mr.
this place?
Mr. Rick Steves, I love that you brought up the black people nod, because that is absolutely something that I do. That is a phenomenon the world over. And that's something that I do. I cannot help it. When I travel, particularly when I travel to a place where there are not many black people, where there are not many black travelers, when I encounter a black person, I can't help it. I connect with them on that level. And it manifests in what is known as the black person nod, the black people nod. And it is kind of a salute, is an acknowledgement. It is kind of an I see you, I understand you, I know you, I am you. And I think that's something.
There's
that,
a white person a nod too. I mean, if you're a white person overwhelmed by the intensity of the crowds in the middle of Calcutta or Mumbai or Bangalore in India, you see each other and you go, "Wow, isn't this a trip?"
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a kinship to be had. But to your point, I actually was just in India recently for the second time. I was in India with my family, and this was in March. And, you know, it's funny going to India, which almost feels as though it's a world unto itself. I mean, it is a subcontinent. It's one of the most populated countries in the entire world. Mm-hmm. And there's something to be said for being in a town where you really and truly are one of very few.
Oh, yeah.
And whether you are white,
it's a good experience, regardless of what the color of your skin is. It's a great, everybody should have that experience.
Definitely. The fact that you're not Indian makes you an other, and you will distinctly feel as such.
Oh, I love it.
But people are very welcoming in India, and I had an amazing time.
Onika, one thing I picked up from your website is that there are black travel groups that are worth knowing about.
Yes.
And when you inspire somebody to travel, that's a big leap. From being inspired to get a passport and to go make the world your friend, to make the world your oyster, that provides community. We have to wrap up our conversation. This is so fascinating. But if somebody is sort of thinking, yes, I want to know more, I would think you could recommend a couple of black travel groups. Which one or two do you think are important that people should know about?
100%. Now, I always have to shout out Nomadness Travel Tribe. That is it was founded by this incredible woman. Her name is Evita Turquoise Robinson. She is very much a vanguard and a pioneer in the space when it comes to building a community of black travelers. And I will continue to shout her name from the rooftops, because I think that for so many of us who only traveled for asylum and immigration, it wasn't on the radar for us to travel for exploration and education and for our own edification. And so providing these spaces where we could commune with other black travelers, with other travelers of color, has been integral to us moving about the world.
And what's the name of that group again?
It is called Nomadness Travel Tribe. So the word nomad. And then Ness,
Nomadness.
N-E-S-S, yes.
Nomadness Travel Tribe.
And they are incredible. They have group trips where they take black travelers and other travelers of color all over the world, to India, to South Africa, to Indonesia. They have an amazing conference every year in different parts of the world as well. And it's just an amazing community of black and other travelers of color.